Hey, good morning. I hope everybody's doing well. It is a beautiful, beautiful day today. I am in Los Angeles right now recording for you. Beautiful Westchester area. It's Monday, March 25th, 6:53 a.m. And I hope that wherever you are, whatever time it is where you are, that you are well, you're doing good, you're blessed to have a wonderful day today, or a great morning, or night, or evening, or whatever time it is. Enjoy the peace you have in this moment. It's so wonderful. It's so great. And, you know, guys, I just feel so loved for you guys to come back. And I'm so excited that the ones who come back consistently and you always listen, you are the tribe God sends me. And I'm so grateful for the tribe that God sends me to back and forth so God can use me and he can speak to your spirit. Because if I am the voice that you hear that can humble your spirit, that can help you in the time of distraction, I'm so grateful to God. And it's all for his glory, and it's all for him. It's not for me. It is only for God, and it's meant just for you. And I'm so grateful that you allow me to be the voice that you hear that can speak into your spirit and encourage you. And that's what I'm here to do. You know, God has placed me here to be that encourager, to be that light that you may need in the midst of a dim light, okay? And so a lot of us, we all need that. I need more oil, you know, all the time, you know, so I can keep my lamp going. And everybody needs that person, that voice that can continue to help, because that's what we're here for, right? We're here to help others. We're here because our lives are connected to someone else. Our lives are here to continue help pushing in this journey, pushing us along so we can get through the journey, so we can have the light, our lamps can keep burning, and we'll be ready when Jesus returns, and will be a wonderful, wonderful, great day. We need to get ready, and that's what we're living here for. We got to get ready for Jesus' return. We are here to do the work until he gets back, okay? So that's the most wonderful thing. I'm so excited. So we started, I missed yesterday, but we started Holy Week. Holy Week is so amazing. Oh my gosh, because guess what? That's when Jesus knew he came to do the work that is the most important thing. That's why we are still here today. That's why we don't have that really bad atonement on our lives. That's why we are not, you know, cut off whenever you do something you're not supposed to do and you know you are in sin. And see, because that we sin as human flesh, you know, which one does the wrong thing, and you know you're not supposed to be doing those things, the Lord takes it and he gets rid of it. He throws it into the sea of forgetfulness, okay? And that's not saying willingly sinning. And you know, so don't get that wrong, you know, don't get that twisted. You can't be out here willingly sinning, practicing all this witchcraft and everything, and doing it all what you want to do, and knowing that you're a child of God and you're not supposed to do that. See, that's a whole different story. So don't get me twisted on that. God is not allowing that. Okay. He didn't die for you to keep on doing that, for you to keep on going willingly and creating evil or doing things that you want to do that goes against the word of God. We're not going to do that. So what we're going to do is to talk about our special guest, our visitor, coming into Holy Week. What he came for? What did he come for? What did this special guest come for? How did he come in, and why? Why did he come in like that? Okay, so the special guest today, Jesus Christ, welcome, welcome, welcome. Jesus is such a blessing. He is here with you and me. He's here with all of us today. So I just want you to welcome Jesus in the room. I love him so much. It's such a blessing to have Jesus with us today. He's always with us. He's going to stay in there, stay with us all the time. And he's grateful to come on in. And let me tell you exactly, in Holy Week, we're welcoming and welcoming in with palms. You know, they used trees of palms back when Jesus came and brought in where in Jerusalem. He visited Jerusalem, and it was such an amazing visit. And how he came in was just wonderful. I was reading a passage this morning in Holy Week devotion, in my Holy Week devotional, okay? And it's so good. We use a couple scriptures that I like for you to go in and reference. And these scriptures speak on the entrance of Jesus Christ and how he came in. Isn't that right, Jesus? I'm telling you, Jesus Christ does amazing work when he comes in, just as humble as he knows how. And then he can get to where we need him to be and do the work, okay? When we open ourselves up and allow him to come in humbly as he does unexpectedly, and he solves a situation. And that's exactly what he did coming through Jerusalem, coming to Jerusalem as humble as he knew how, to get through that week in order to solve the situation, solve what he came to do. And that's exactly what he did. He came in and he solved the issue, okay? And in your life, the same. Jesus is going to come in so humbly, and I want you to understand, as humble as he understands to know, and as humble as you may understand to know, Jesus is, he's not the one that parades in, you know, with cymbals and loud drums. Sorry, y'all, got cut off a little bit here, but I want you to know that Jesus comes in, it wasn't unexpectedly. I'm sorry, I was using the wrong word here. Jesus comes in knowing Jerusalem knew. He was almost like a celebrity at that time. You know, I don't know, they didn't have celebrities back in the day, but if you want to put your mind to the situation, to the whole in the scene, you know, Jerusalem welcomed in. They had the palm tree like branches. They were waving them in the air. Jesus coming into Jerusalem, and guess what he came in on? Nope, he didn't come in on Bentley. I'm sorry, Jesus, not how he rolls like that, okay? Jesus came right in on a donkey, on an ass, and that's exactly how he comes today. And, you know, Jesus is the same. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And so he came in as on a humble animal, an animal you wouldn't even think that would be chosen, okay, to be used in order to enter. So it wasn't like he put on his best suit and rode in on in a Jaguar or whatever, and made himself seen. He wanted to come in humble as he always does. My Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. And we give you all the praise for even that. Because here is where I want to break it down, okay? In the scriptures referenced, referencing Jesus coming in on a humble animal and coming in just as peaceful as we love that he does. That scripture is, you know, we want to look at Matthew chapter 21 verse 1 through 3 and Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9. Please go ahead and check that out. Look at that. And I want you to read those to yourselves this Holy Week. Concentrate on that. That was supposed to be our first day of Holy Week reading. And I want you guys to focus on this. And every day this week in Holy Week, we are going to connect, and I'll give you the scriptures to eat, you know, to eat these scriptures, to soak them up and get a word from it, and encourage yourself and in your life with these scriptures, and see how Jesus uses these days all the way up until the moment he did what he came to do, died for you, sacrificed himself for you. And that's the most important thing we're thinking about. We're not thinking about an Easter. We're not thinking about a rabbit. We're not thinking about eggs, okay? And let's just be clear before we even get to this point, okay? I hate to tear down any plans to go Easter egg hunting or anything you've got going on, but I just want to, you know, I just want to step in and get in the way of what the enemy is trying to do. Because here's the thing, guys, rabbits don't even lay eggs. Where's the egg in the rabbit bunny? What connection does that even have? Okay, I want you to go ahead and Google that for me real quick. And then two, I want you to understand that there's Easter bunnies in every mall, in every area you see, whatever, around this time. Our children are super excited. They're getting ready for, in this time, just to Easter egg hunt, just to have fun and play and all these things. And why do we distract them so much to idolizing an Easter bunny and Easter eggs and Easter gifts in these baskets and all these things of the world, when we don't encourage them that this is the time, you know, the week, the time we're celebrating, we have festivals, and we can have festivals and things like that, leading up to why we are still here today. And we need to be encouraging our children to understand each day of the week and Holy Week, when we get to that point, to that Good Friday, where the Lord was buried for us, where the Lord was on that cross for us and died. And this is the distraction of the world. We distract them so much with Easter. And Lord, please forgive me, have mercy on me for all these years I've done it and really did not realize that I've distracted my children for so long and not concentrated on this week was the week of glorifying Jesus Christ and what he came to do each and every day. And honestly, not thinking about Easter eggs, bunnies, but on the weekend, the Sabbath, where it's so important for us to understand when Jesus rose, it's the most important and the most happiest time. That's my festival. That's my celebration. And I just love that what Jesus did for me. And I'm so grateful for it. And our kids need to know this is what we're celebrating. Okay? We don't need to think about anything else. And I know it's hard to get away from that, but you got to do it. You know, you got to break that, because that is what the world has been pushing. And that's what the world wants you to only see and hear. And it's not, that's the rabbit's nowhere from this Holy Week and what Jesus did. What does a rabbit and Jesus have it in common? Nothing. Okay. They did nothing. It wasn't in the Holy Week. What does a rabbit have to do with it? Nothing. Okay? I just want you to sit on that for a second. Now, going back to your scriptures, Matthew 21, 1 and 3, and Zechariah 9, chapter 9. I'm sorry, chapter 9, verse 9. And Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 and 3. And it just goes to concentrate on, I'm going to read this little devotional, and then we're not going to stay too long, but I want you to hear me out on this one, okay? You know what's super awesome about Jesus? Everything he did was intentional. His birth was intentional. He was born as a baby to be closer to us. And that continued unto his ministry, death, and resurrection. Now, as we read this week, look for moments where we can see God's character and his intentionality with us, guys. A big characteristic of Jesus. Hey, Jesus, according to he's here with us. So I want you to understand that. Feel this, okay, while our special guest is in the room. A big characteristic of Jesus is that he's omniscient. Sorry, guys, the devil is busy this morning, okay? Because any other morning, my alarm don't go off, and now it's going off back to back, okay? All right, a big characteristic of Jesus is that he's omniscient, knowing everything. So we believe that he knew what was waiting for him once he entered Jerusalem, his death. So the significance of him arriving for Passover cannot be missed, okay? Passover is a celebration of the moment in Jewish history when death visited every home in Egypt. And the only way to be saved from death was to sacrifice a lamb and put its blood on the door. This way, when death came by the house, he would pass over the home, okay? That spirit of death, guess what? It's real. Spirit of death, that is actually something you should... All right, we'll talk about that on another day because I know that's hard for a lot of people to swallow, but the spirit of death passes through and the spirit of death will come. All right, we're going to keep going, okay? That's a whole different thing. Jesus got me here. This way, when death came by the house, he would pass over the home. For us, thousands of years after Jesus' life, we recognize Jesus as the ultimate sacrifice for our lives. Knowing that, I still wonder if he knew going into the city would start the events leading to his death, why in the world would Jesus even enter Jerusalem? Oh, God, yes. Now, Jesus doesn't orchestrate a big parade or ride in on an elephant to announce his arrival, okay? That's what we were just talking about, okay? He comes in on the most humble of animals, a donkey. A donkey, guys, a donkey, an ass, okay? An ass, he know I'm not cursing, and that's... I mean, an ass is an animal. An ass is a donkey, okay? So, guys, don't go left with this. Stay with me. As he entered Jerusalem, now we call it the triumphal entry, okay? Imagine the crowds. Oh, my gosh. The people have been hearing all about Jesus. It's like he was a celebrity. They just heard about him before he got there. He came in. They knew exactly who he was and coming in. Oh, they were excited. So imagine your followers knowing you're coming and they're all gathering before you get there. Yes, but you come in so humbly. That's the spirit of the Lord entering that room, okay? I just want to put that out there. When these things happen before you get there and people know you're coming, they're excited that you're coming, but you're coming. It's humbly, very humble, but you're coming to do the work because you have encouragement in you, because you have life in you. They know you're coming because they know the spirit of Jesus Christ is in you, okay? They know it. And Jesus comes in just humble as like that, you know, and that is amazing. They work through other people like that. When you know someone that encourages you, it's coming. You get excited, don't you? Okay. You don't get excited for someone who, you know, is coming that's going to, you know, be a Debbie Downer, or, you know, it's not an encourager or doesn't speak life, you know, somebody that's always speaking evil or speaking death on things, you know, you're not going to be too happy that they're in the room, right? Or coming, you know, you're going to want to flee the other way. But this is how the people are feeling when Jesus is about to enter. Oh my gosh, Jesus is here. He's coming. Oh my God, I can't believe it. And he's coming in. We're so excited. We have to give him a warm welcome. And every day, that's how we should invite Jesus into our lives. We need to give him a warm welcome when he comes in. When he flushes in, you open your eyes in the morning. Give him the warmest welcome. Welcome, Jesus. We welcome you. We thank you. Come on into the Spirit and dwell here. Dwell with us. I open up with palm trees and I just give you the warmest welcome into my life. And please encourage me. Help me. Move in me so that I can be all that you ask me to be, okay? Now, but there to all of these people's surprise, he showed up on this donkey, guys. Donkeys aren't beautiful or strong or fast. They're nothing to celebrate or to get excited over. Actually, most of the time, they are overlooked. But it's amazing that a donkey is who Jesus chose. And that's amazing news for us. Sorry. I'm a little, I'm still under the weather a little bit. So I'm trying to get better. With all the people in the world, Jesus still chooses you for his great purpose and plan. So remind yourself, if God can use a donkey, he can use me, okay? The donkey was nothing special. He was just obedient. Listen to me when I say this, guys. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And if God can use an obedient donkey, he can use you, okay? And that's what made that donkey special. It's not about you or what you can do. It's about who he is and what he can do through you, okay? Jesus can do a lot through you. If you are humble and obedient and righteous, yes, Jesus is coming for you. He will use you, and he will use you for his greater good. He can do work through you, and he will love that you are the willing vessel that he wants to use. So this is what I invite for you today, is to humble yourself before the Lord and get to a place of a childlike mind, and continue keeping yourself in that humble position, righteous and ready, and say, God, pick me. Because when he comes in humbly through you. You deny yourself and you wake up and know that I am here to be used as a willing vessel today. Who can I make better? Through me, with Jesus' Spirit in me. The Holy Spirit is here, and the Holy Spirit is here to do that work. And he left it here today in this present day right now. His Spirit is here living in us. It's willing. It's working through us. And that's what we have today. Until he comes back, you'll see him, the Spirit, all three tied in one. God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, our Holy Trinity, coming back for his love, his bride. Right? And that's what he wants to come back for, his bride, right? Now today, as you pray, ask God, what are you calling me to today? Okay? What are you calling me to today, God? Just make that commitment to God that you're available, and be ready and see all he can do for you. And be humble as a donkey so he can come call for you. Ask, hey, the humble person right there, just like he did with David. He didn't want all those brothers, the ones who are always in everybody else's faces. David was out there by himself, stinking out there with the sheep and tending to the sheep. And he was a little brother. Nobody just really wanted to have anything to do with. But guess what? He was out there and God seen him and said, He called for, he called for Samuel to go out there and say, hey, guess what? I need somebody. I need David. I need that one. I don't want all these other ones, you know. And he worked through the prophet to go get him. Hey, I want the little one out there that is nobody's tending to, nobody's talking to, nobody is. I want the one over there that's the loner. I want the one that is not in everybody's faces. I want the one out there that's minding his own business, eating candy up under the tree and not bothered by anybody, happy and singing. I want him, the one that's excited to be just with me in the presence of no one but the sheep, the one who's serving the animals, who stinks out there in the and stays out there, who talks to himself. I want him. He's out there, and then that's the one I'm going to use. I don't want to use all the other ones who talks all day long. I don't want them. They think they're wiser than others, you know. They think their earthly wisdom is more wiser than God's wisdom. So I want someone I can use. David, he's humble. Get him now. And nobody's going to sit. Nobody's going to go anywhere till we get David. And we're going to make him king. And that's the same with you. Just like this donkey, he was minding his own business. Nobody looks to him. Nobody uses him to go run and do errands all the time. Nobody wants this donkey. He's not picked to do all the special requests. You know, he is not looked at like a dog in the Bible. You know, you got to have your dog around. Your dog is important. Your dog is sometimes get treated better than humans, you know, around in these days. And nobody's looking to this donkey like this. He was tied up over there on the minding his own business. He's humble. He's quiet. He's over there chewing on a little piece of grass. And nobody really uses him, okay? Unless they need to take some and throw something on his back and move him from one place to the other, okay? And Jesus said, guess what? I want him. I'm riding in on him. If he stinks, he stinks. I want him. The stinky one over there. Chilling over there, eating a piece of grass, okay? And that's the same with you. And I'm not calling you stinky. Sorry, I'm not even calling you stinky. I promise, guys, you don't stink, okay? Unless you do. I don't know, but God can use you, okay? Stinking and all, you know. If you're stinking and you're reeking, hey, he can use you. If you are just the one that nobody chooses, he can use you. If you are the one that is the last to be picked, okay? If you're in school, you're the last one to be picked. God wants to use you, okay? Because you're special. He's seeing, he's watching you because he wants you. You have to understand, you're so important right now. You just don't know how important you are. You are so important right now. It's not the ones that are getting all the show, who are on TV, who gets displayed all over the place. It's you that God's looking at. He's got his eye on you, I guarantee you, and you don't even know it. And I so that's this is the most important thing I want you to understand is in Holy Week, God is using the humble, and he is walking through this just to understand, to let us know, to let people know who he is, what he's coming to do. And I want you to understand that this week, just as God is using me to get to you, I want you to share this with someone else, because he's going to use you to get to someone else. When you share this, you speak to others about what you heard and what you feel, and he's going to use you. And we're going to move, you know, in this nation. We're going to get to other people. So I know this was a little lengthy today, but somebody needs to hear it, because when you're at work, you're working, you need a podcast to encourage you, come on in here to Chosen Royalty, because this is where we're going to be, okay? And I want you to share it with other people, so that way they can hear it, listen, and understand. Well, somebody has a long ride today. They need a podcast. Here we are, okay? Here we are. Every one of them are not going to be 5 minutes or 7 minutes, okay? Because I know our hearing has gotten very short, but you need a word sometimes, and here we are. So God bless you guys. I've got to get up. I got to go back to Phoenix today so I can go ahead and start another trip on tomorrow. But God bless you. God keep you. And I hope that you all are blessed. And I hope that God uses this for greater purposes. And let's pray real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything you've done. Thank you for this one right here listening. Thank you for us all being here. Thank you for being in the room. We are so happy to have you. I hope you never leave our presence. I know you've entered as a special guest here in all of us, and I thank you. Please stay. Don't go anywhere. We invite you. We're excited that you're here, and we are just blessed to have Holy Spirit with us today. Because you have entered and stayed here, and Holy Spirit is here as a special guest because it's your spirit, Jesus, and we thank you. I pray that you continue working through us, that you continue humbling us so you can work through us. Let us not be overwhelmed with all the things of the world so we know too much. But I pray, dear Father God, that you just pour your wisdom in us, because that is so much smarter than the earthly wisdom here. It's nothing compared to the earthly wisdom. That's foolishness. Earthly wisdom is foolishness. And your wisdom is, it's so great and powerful, more powerful than anyone could ever think or believe or know. And we thank you for coming in on that donkey. But we welcome you in with palm trees, excited, yelling, and happy. And we're wanting you to work in our lives, because we are excited. We heard about you. The masses heard about you, Lord. They know you're here. And so we're excited you're here. And we just want you to continue your work. Do everything that you have come to do. Until your major return, when they see you physically, Lord, then they will believe. I know the ones that won't believe will then eventually believe. But let's get it to everybody's hearts that allow them to understand, Jesus, that your Holy Spirit is here with us now. And I hope they open up their hearts and are willing to be a vessel to be used and be humble enough to be used in Jesus Christ's name, in your name, Jesus. And we thank you so much. Bless us. Bless those who are sick. Take care of them, Father. Hold them and let them know everything's going to be okay. Because we have faith in you that you're working these things out for our good, okay? It's in the midst of the situation we are in right now. You are working through that. And we have to understand that everything that's going on and how we are in the position we are in right now is still being worked out for our good and for the greater good in the end. You do all things for good for us, okay? And we just are grateful, Jesus, and we understand this, and we love you. We pour more faith in today. We pour more faith into our hearts, because we cannot do anything until we have that faith. We have the hope, and we have love. The most important of all is the love that we have, and we want to just encourage others. We work through others. Please continue working through us. Use us, oh God. We love you, Lord. Walk through and take care of the homeless. Take care of those who can't eat right now. Take care of those who don't have anything right now. Take care of all those who are working to try to get where they need to be. And I pray that you put your hands on them right now and just shake them. Show them, I am here with you. And to believe, give them that power. Give them that encouragement inside. And I hope that this is shared from the one who's listening today. Allow them to share. Allow this to go throughout the masses so they hear you, Lord. Please lead and guide us in the way that we should go. And thank you for our next step. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you, everybody. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Come on in and continue to ride out this Holy Week with us. All of them may not be as long as this one, but I don't know. But, you know, I just let the Holy Spirit lead and do what the Holy Spirit does. And thank you so much, Chosen Royalties here. I am here with you guys. I love you guys. You can connect back with me. You can leave a question if you have it. You can email me a question. You can talk to me. Just go to chosenroyalty@gmail.com. And that's how you guys can connect with me. And if you'd like to pair with me at any time, you want to speak, you want to share your story, whatever it is that you like to do, please connect with me through email, chosenroyalty@gmail.com. I'm here for you. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Jesus, for coming in today and welcoming. I know you'll never leave, so he's not leaving us, but we want to just thank you for our special guest. So God bless, God keep, and salt and light of the earth, everybody. Season well. Bye. I see you next time.